KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and joining me once again in the studio is Chantel Michon. We are going to wrap up our Frantic May series.
We sure are.
All right, go for it.
Okay, we were talking about the Northern Hemisphere, and we talked about bringing what we're going to bring in during the spring, what we're bringing outside, and what we can't plant yet.
Okay.
And so we're at the plant new roses in the spring. And also prune your one-time blooming roses.
Okay.
As they fade. And then also feed them, too.
Okay.
And so. And how about the fall bloomers, like the asters and the mums? Just kind of pinch those back in the spring. So then they're going to get that full growth in the summer and in the fall. Our trees and shrubs over here in our northern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
We want to plant or transplant our trees and shrubs before the heat of summer. And also our blooming shrubs before summer, because then they're going to really get set in for next year's buds.
Okay.
And so some of the times, some of these things we're going to put in, but they're not going to bud the first year.
All right.
But if we get them in there and we get the roots set in and we get everything situated for the whole year, so they're kind of growing,
mm-hmm.
next year you'll have a beautiful shrub or beautiful tree with flowers.
Cool.
And now our southern gardens are vegetables. These are direct seed. You can take them right in and throw them in, the melons, the beans, the squash, and the southern peas. You throw those right into the ground and get those started in May.
Okay.
Because we're down in the southern hemisphere, so it's a lot warmer. And so those are going to come up and we can get those started. Our cool season crops harvested, those will keep producing the cool season crops, kind of because it's going to go all year.
Okay.
And also our heat-loving vegetables, those are those tomatoes and hot peppers again. Those mm-hmm. can just get started, too, in the southern hemisphere.
Okay.
Because it's already warm.
Right.
And our flowers, we want to replace our season annuals. And annuals are kind of hard because you have to replace them every year. So the perennials are a lot better way if you're not really a big gardener to just throw in all your perennials and they're just going to come up year after year.
Cool.
And those are nice. But the annuals you're going to replace and then you kind of do your whole garden idea.
Mm-hmm.
Put everything in where you want it. And you can change it up because they're annuals.
Right.
So your marigolds and your cosmos and your sunflowers, your zinnias, they can all go anywhere you want. And those are all beautiful, colorful flowers too.
Right.
Those are really pretty. I use a lot of those actually. Especially when I was down in the Twin Cities. I had mm-hmm. huge garden beds because that is more southern than we are
right
here. And so I had a lot longer time for, like I was talking about, a lot longer warm weather, I guess. A longer
season. So you can grow better down there than up here, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, and honestly, in the soil too.
Mm-hmm.
Soil is different everywhere. Up on the Iron Range, the soil has a lot of iron in it and it's right. red and sandy. And then here we seem to have a lot of rocks and grainy.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Minneapolis, weirdly, I had a lot of black soil in my yard. But maybe that's because I was by the riverbank,
maybe.
You know, by the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what you got to think about, too, when you're gardening in the spring.
Wow.
So maybe you're going to have to bring in soil mm-hmm. for your gardens.
Cool.
Yeah. And let's see. Again, we're going to keep an eye out for our fungal problems, especially during the rainy season.
Okay.
Just make sure that everything does get dried out too. Not that we can really go out there and dry out the yard, but we have a good drainage
uh-huh.
to get rid of it. And we make sure that our everything stays well watered. And you start putting the garden to bed. Like what am I trying to say? Your spent plants, the ones that are kind of down, it's fall,
mm-hmm.
they're out. Those are done. You want to take those out.
Okay.
Get them out of the yard. Pull them up. Get rid of them.
Really?
Yeah, well, they're annuals.
Okay. Compost those, folks.
Yeah, compost them. Throw them in. And then also because you don't want any of that dead debris laying around because it's going to get the fungal and the pests living in there.
Right.
Okay. Continue planting your trees and shrubs. Just throw them all in there because it's warm.
Yeah.
The southern hemisphere is kind of odd to talk about for a frantic month of May because
mm-hmm.
this isn't the stuff that we're used to here in northern Minnesota.
Right.
And then we're going to, in southern too, because our climates are a little bit different, getting your soil prepared for the winter planting too. If we're really going southern, so we're going down to like Mexico and those hemispheres. Now we have a different range of weather. Mm-hmm. So they're going to start getting their things ready for kind of their winter, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay.
We're way down there. I'm a little bit off of my geography, so we might have to even go farther, like Asia, you know. But so in the different hemispheres, mm-hmm. During the frantic month of May, say we're trying to put ours in. Some mm-hmm. people are taking theirs out.
Oh, okay.
Because their winter season's starting and our summer season is starting.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And so different hemispheres all over the world, I guess, is what we're looking at. A lot of thought out there when we're gardening, especially if we decided to move anywhere, you don't even know what's going on. You're going to have to invest all these ideas again and start over.
Yeah.
And then just basic gardening in general,
mm-hmm.
Why people do it, cultivating your plants, horticulture, ornamental gardens. You know, like the Japanese gardens, just beautiful flowers. Oh, yeah. Those are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of people grow gardens just to look at them. Some people grow them to eat. Some people grow it for herbal remedies, flowers and foliage. And some people just love the appearance of gardens. So they'll just make huge gardens.
Wow.
People grow them for consumption, whether it be the flowers or the leaves or the roots. Or just the vegetables in general, like the tomatoes, things like that. And also dyes. People grow plants for dyes.
Mm-hmm.
And medicinal, cosmetic. People grow things for cosmetic use.
Really? Also,
well, raspberry leaves
mm-hmm.
are really good for strawberries. Raspberry leaves are really good for your skin and toning.
Okay.
But then strawberries are really good for aging spots and dark spots on your skin, on your hands or your face.
Wow, I didn't know. You eat them or?
No, you blend it up and make it into a cosmetic.
With me, it's always involved with eating.
But the raspberry leaves for tone, though, that would the raspberry leaf tea for toning,
mm-hmm.
that would be an overall toning. They cool. call it a women's remedy, actually.
Ah.
Because it's really good for the female.
Right.
And so that's really good. But so yeah, that's how come a lot of people, or not a lot of people, I don't know any besides myself, mm-hmm. that would grow something just to make some makeup remover. So cosmetic use and also for sure relaxing. Okay. A lot of people like to garden and relax and really feel that meditation in their own garden.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit orchards are really popular. Down Long Boulevard, plantings, go down there and get some apples. Down in Florida, again, you got all the oranges. Over right. in California, you have the vines for the wines.
Mm-hmm.
We have apples here in Wisconsin, the Bayfest area,
mm-hmm.
and Madeline Island. So those are really nice. And with our shrubs, trees, and hibiscus plants, and residential yards, just putting things up, why people garden.
Okay.
It's just beautiful. And some people use it for shade.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people grow a plant for shade. And also, there's different reasons that people garden, because sometimes people have a huge farming area, or some people have the whole forestry area that they kind of call their garden, where they harvest out the whole area.
Okay.
There.
Huh.
So that's kind of our idea for all our month of May frantic.
Mm-hmm.
Out there getting everything done, getting things put in with the Southern Hemisphere, repotting, resoiling, digging up soil, getting new soil. What else did we talk about? And why we garden and all the things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some great ideas for gardening and what we do in the month of May.
And lots of benefits from gardening too then.
Mm-hmm. Along with moving the body and getting vitamin D from being outside in the sun.
Right.
Yep. And the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to gardening and just kind of being outside. Make sure you bring a lot of water and your gloves for gardening,
okay.
proper shoe attire, as well as bug spray, things like that if you don't want to get ticks or mosquito bites. And comfortable, if you need to have a comfortable chair to sit on, just a little stool, bring that out to the garden as well.
Cool. Because
there's a lot of hunching and slooping and
yeah.
bending.
Every excuse that I don't go and garden. Anyway, Chantel, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.